The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector, and in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello, welcome to the latest edition of The Property Pod. Redefine Properties is close to finalizing its 7.2 billion rand takeover bid of Polish-centered property counter EPP. This is a major deal for both Redefine and in the listed property space in South Africa. Joining us on the podcast today is Andrew Quinnock, CEO of Redefine Properties, South Africa's second largest JSE-listed real estate investment trust. Andrew is also the current president of the SA Property Owners Association, but he is on the Property Pod today to give us some insight into the big EPP takeover deal. Welcome, Andrew.
Thanks, Suren.
Andrew, with the announcements that we've seen, Redefine first announced this big deal during its results last year in November. With the announcements and updates that have since come on the JSE since, both from Redefine and EPP side, the overall deal, is it virtually a done deal?
Suren, the short answer is yes. The EPP offer is now unconditional, and the delisting of EPP is now set for the 8th of March.
Following the deal, what percentage, a majority share, will Redefine or does Redefine anticipate to have in EPP once the acquisition is finalized, which I understand in March all the delisting will take place, for example?
Yeah, so Suren, we won't know at this point in time exactly what our percentage holding will be. We'll only know this for certain when the offer closes, which is on the 4th of March. But we do know that EPP is tightly held, with the bulk of its shares subject to the takeover offer in institutional hands. And generally speaking, the investment mandates for such institutions precludes them from owning shares in unlisted property companies. As a consequence, we are expecting a majority holding in excess of 90%. But as I said, we'll only know that when the offer closes on the 4th of March. And it will be announced to the market on the 7th of March.
This is a bold move by Redefine. In fact, in its pre-close, which also mentioned progress on the transaction, the group talked about, at a time when growth is relatively constrained for many of its peers, Redefine is set to expand its asset base and footprint with the takeover of EPP. How important is this deal for Redefine with regards to its refreshed strategy following the COVID pandemic and the fallout from it for the sector in general?
So for Suren, we utilized the last 2 years during the pandemic to reset every aspect of what we do. And the reorganization of EPP is now the last piece of the puzzle to reposition our asset platform for sustained growth. So our exposure to Poland provides us with geographic risk diversification, which is to maintain sustained value creation for all our stakeholders, despite any volatility here on the home front. So this deal is very much part of our refreshed strategy to create a future-fit business, to deliver on our purpose, which, as you know, is to create and manage spaces in a way that changes lives, and very importantly, play our part to create a more inclusive, equitable, and sustainable environment in which to operate.
Andrew, tell me, after the finalization of the EPP deal, what percentage of Redefine's exposure will be offshore as opposed to South Africa? Will the group's main focus be largely South Africa and Poland following its exit from Australia, for example?
Correct, Suren. Our exposure will be contained to South Africa and Poland. And our offshore asset platform, being Poland, will grow from the current circa 15% to around 30%. So in line with our stated objective, we will now have a simplified investment proposition that will be focused on South Africa and Poland, with exposure, and this is very important, with exposure to sectors where we have scale and the ability to expand, and also where we have control over every aspect of what we do, such as capital allocation, risk management, and cash flows.
On the Polish market, I know you've talked before and your fellow executives at Redefine have talked about how strong Poland is compared to South Africa. But I also understand that Redefine is also invested in logistics property or has a logistics property presence in the Polish market. Is EPP part of that logistics growth as well? Because EPP is largely retail focused.
So for now, the two investments we have, being retail specific through EPP and logistics specific through European logistics investments, in which we have a 46.5% interest, they are very distinct and separate businesses, and we believe a specialist focus for each really focuses the mind from a management point of view and from an activity point of view, Seren. So we don't want to intermingle the two for now. But we need to come back to why Poland is a stronger commercial property market than South Africa. Hmm. And I believe it comes down to the fundamentals of commercial property, which are largely a function of economic growth and business confidence. And this really speaks to why Poland is stronger. Because if you look at the domestic economy, we are unlikely to maintain our momentum in 2022 from a GDP growth point of view due to ongoing concerns around the variant, the Omicron variant, electricity supply constraints, a difficult jobs outlook, and similarly, material fiscal constraints. Whereas Poland, although the retail market was adversely affected by COVID-19, Poland is expected to record GDP growth of about 4.5% in 2022. As a result, it is one of the countries expected to experience the fastest return to pre-pandemic GDP levels. This recovery similarly is playing out in retail sales, which anecdotally grew 12% in November last year. And I think it sets Poland once again from a retail point of view and a property perspective apart, is that personal debt levels in Poland are far lower than they would be in South Africa, which is once again supportive of discretionary consumer spending. Coming back to the logistics platform, as I said, we've got a 46.5% interest in this business. And this sector across Europe, but Poland similarly, is benefiting from significant investment as well as tenant demand. So it's a perfect storm for the better. In respect of capital recycling opportunities, for example, we recently sold six of our original properties at a gross exit yield of 5.2%, having acquired them in 2018 at an income yield of 7.25%. And also, we have a very healthy development pipeline that is supportive of growth due to the significant tenant demand, mainly from logistics and e-commerce operators. To give you some background to this, we recently completed two developments totaling 96,900 square meters in gross lettable area, and we currently have a further nine developments underway, which will be completed over the next 6 months, totaling 207,000 square meters. So our investment in Polish logistics is benefiting from capital growth as well as strong tenant demand, which is enabling us to expand, whilst at the same time we can realize some capital to fund such expansion. And I think, those examples, Seren, are anecdotally the reason why we always make the statement that the Polish commercial property market, from a fundamental point of view, is in far better shape than what we're experiencing here in South Africa.
Off the back of that last question, despite Poland offering Redefine more opportunities for growth, the group still has a major South African property portfolio. So one would expect Redefine to still invest locally.
Seren, absolutely. We are by no means on an investment strike here domestically. What we are looking at is ensuring that our properties remain relevant to their user needs. So we're not expanding through new development activity, although there are select developments underway. It's not whole scale. We are more focused on refining and repositioning every asset in our portfolio to ensure sustained growth over the medium to longer term.
Andrew, thank you so much for your time. We will have to leave it there. I know your results are coming up in May, and we look forward to hearing about that. In addition, the finalization of the deal, and we probably will see more of the influence on the Polish portfolio on Redefine in future years' results.
Thank you, Seren.
That was Andrew Kornick, CEO of Redefine Properties.
for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu, brought to you by Asset, South Africa's leading digital commercial property magazine. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.